Speaking of surprises, I don't know if they've been wonderful or not. Maybe for some, but not for all. Schools in New Jersey have, to whatever varying degrees, they have reopened. And, well, let's just say clarity is not part of the curriculum in many cases. Found this study that Donor's Choice did. Survey of 1,000 public school teachers across the country about their feelings, their experiences, expectations for the school year. Some of the findings, 67% of teachers said they feel somewhat or very unsafe going back to the classroom this year. 79% of the teachers in the survey said that the resources they need most for in-person instruction are cleaning supplies and PPE, and the resources they need most for online learning are instructional technology to help them teach remotely. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? And while online learning is a challenge for everyone, 52% of the teachers said that fewer than half of their students took part on a regular basis in online learning last spring, which ties into surveys I brought to your attention quite a few months ago. I think the working number was a 40 percentile rate of participation with online learning. And teachers in low-income communities saw lower rates of student engagement than teachers from wealthier communities. Basic reason for that being lack of internet access among the low-income communities. So, now that school is open, the what-ifs become the dominant questions. What if there's a case of COVID in the school? Well, the school has to shut down. When will the school have to shut down? Well, here's some of the details as best as possible I could unearth from the reopening policy. How will schools decide whether they need to shut down once they reopen or have reopened? State Department of Health has issued guidelines that cover various scenarios, such as what we're looking at here. But the bottom line is, decisions will be made by school administrators working with local health officials, which is great. Keeps the state out of it. That's the best news of this. Districts will also consult with their county superintendents and Catholic schools with their religious leaders. Single case of COVID-19 in the school, pretty much unlikely to cause a closing of the entire school, especially if the transmission rate in that community isn't on the high side. Ideally over 1.0. And none of what have been determined to be the six regions in the state currently has a high level of community transmission. Each region's risk level, an assessment that combines the number of cases, the percent of tests for COVID-19 that are positive, trends in COVID-like symptoms, that's posted weekly on the state health department. You can search New Jersey COVID-19 activity level report and bookmark that page. You can have the stats at your fingertips anytime you need them. So what if a student in your kid's class tests positive for COVID-19? Well, this is kind of obvious. If you're assuming you are correct, students and staff who are in close contact with that kid would be required to quarantine for 14 days, even if the school stays open. Now, what if the person with COVID-19 got sick in school or was there while they were infected, but before they were diagnosed? Well, in that case, the school could temporarily close anywhere between 2 to 5 days so local health officials could get a better understanding of the situation impacting that school and perform contact tracing. This would also allow time to disinfect the areas where that person was. Again, anyone in close contact with that infected person, quarantined for 14 days. Now, as far as close contact, that's defined as being within 6 feet of a person for 10 minutes or more, which basically would involve, well, anyone in the classroom, when you think about it. Now, what if two kids in the same class are diagnosed with COVID-19? If the outbreak is just for one class, the school could stay open while members of that class quarantines for 2 weeks. Administrators would consider closing the school for 14 days based on an investigation by the local health department into the possible source of exposure. This is according to the state guidelines. If there was a large community event or an identified source outside source of transmission. Like a large employer, the school could stay open while the close contacts of the infected person quarantines. Well, if the source of the infection can't be figured out, then the school would have to close for 2 weeks. If you're wondering how long should schools be closed to in-person instruction in these situations, again, 14 days seems to be the working rule. But when the COVID-19 activity level for a region is in the red zone, very high, which at least at this point, none of the New Jersey school systems are in a zone such as that, schools would then switch to remote learning until the risk of transmission subsides. So as you as a parent, what do you need to do? Again, just turn to Captain Obvious. Screen your kids daily before school for symptoms of COVID-19. And please keep them home if they are showing any symptoms. Some schools actually require parents to complete online symptom checklists. And what you should be looking for is if your kid has a cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or new loss of taste or smell, you stay home, you tell the school, and answer any questions that the school may decide to throw at you. Same time, they should stay home, and the school should be notified if they have any two or more of the following: fever, chills, muscle aches, headache, sore throat, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fatigue, congestion, or runny nose. Because you're not just responsible for your kid in the here and now. You've got to be responsible for the health and well-being of the kids your kid is going to be around.